This is episode number 2344 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
You know, I gotta say thanks to TJ Holmes and Amy Robach.
Thanks.
We haven't had a good national nightmare in a long time.
I don't think this is a national nightmare, but it's getting there.
Well, it's like a nightmare light.
Okay. All right.
You know?
I gotcha.
It's not like, you know, Aunt Becky and the college scandal or things like that. But you know what?
Yeah, all right. Okay. I'll give you that.
Let's cuss and discuss.
All right.
So GMA3 anchors Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. What's a good nickname for them?
Oh, see. Tammy to Jamie.
No,
I'll get back to you on that.
We'll think about that. We'll coin something.
How about a Holmbach?
Holmbach.
Yeah, that's not blending bad. Of the two last names.
We may go with that. Yeah. Well, for the sake of time, of course, we will refer to them as Holmbach.
Holmbach.
Holmbach. They've been taken off the air amid their bombshell affair scandal. So ABC News President Kim Godwin announced yesterday during an internal call that the pair would not host their daily 1 p.m. show, claiming that the alleged affair had become too much of an internal and external distraction.
I'll bet you I know who else was on that internal phone call.
Who?
Bob. Bob Iger.
Oh, Bob Iger.
Yeah, he's the head boss of ABC. Come on now. Yeah, I don't think Disney wants this washing up on their shores.
Well, who would?
I think these two are done.
So Holmbach, they're off the air whilst ABC figures this out.
Well, I know what they'll figure out. Their severance package.
Well, the alleged affair it's not a violation of company policy.
Well, they'll come up with a reason. They always
which
do.
Usually there's a fraternizing something in there. Decision to take them out of their anchor chairs was necessary for the GMA brand as a whole. Now, GMA's main anchor, Robin Roberts, reportedly heard of the affair sometime back and suggested strongly that they stop.
Robin has spoken.
She probably said a lot more.
She probably did.
No, she's kind of classy. No,
she's a very classy lady. Yeah,
if it were me.
You would have said a lot more.
Yeah. Which all would have meant basically
stop. And
then
on the side, you would have grabbed Amy. So what was it like, huh? Tell me, what was it like?
Nah. It's also being reported that TJ had an additional affair with the staffer prior to the three-year affair with the producer.
This guy. This guy. Mm-hmm.
All right. With a staffer. See, that's, if it's a subordinate.
And that's all.
I would think that would be.
There's probably more.
They'll come out of the woodwork now.
Probably a trail.
Yeah.
There's usually a trail.
So there's Amy, and then there was the other married woman.
Yes.
And then I guess there's a staffer.
Yes.
Before that.
Yes.
If that was a subordinate, that would be a violation of policy, I would think.
True. What matters is he's a player.
He's a player.
Him and his dalliances.
Evidently, according to sources, not only is he a player, he's rude to producers.
Ooh.
And has a big old ego, according to
according to a source.
Is that what we're calling it? Oh, his ego. I was thinking, this has nothing to do with who cares, because I love Julia Roberts. I've always loved Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah. She's hilarious. I mean, she's funny, and she doesn't get a lot of credit for being funny. But her and George...
No, I think she's funny.
George Clooney put them together. It's hilarious.
Oh, no, yeah. They're
because George Clooney's hilarious. So he is one of the honorees at the Kennedy Center honors this year.
Yep.
Julia Roberts, she took it to the next level Sunday night. She wore a dress, which was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a long black gown printed with framed images of George Clooney. Julia made her excitement known in the form of a custom Moschino creation themed around George himself.
My goodness.
So the print on her black ball gown, it was gilded frames, and it had snapshots of George throughout the years. It had pictures of like him sporting scrubs when he was on ER.
Ah.
And it even had him, one of them, as the handyman in The Facts of Life.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
When he was on The Facts of Life? I forget what his character's name was, but it was hilarious.
And
going back and seeing Clooney now and seeing him then, it's kind of funny.
He had so much hair.
He did. He's got hair still.
Yes. He might have a lot of hair if he let it grow.
Just gray?
Yeah.
He's let it grow before. I've seen him with the beard out, the hair down.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's grown it out.
Now, the Word Celebration will be televised later this month, but Julia, she did change into an appropriate attire.
That was just for the red carpet.
The black pantsuit, apparently. Yeah, just the dress for the red carpet.
Well, maybe she just had the pantsuit on underneath.
Maybe.
You never know.
It was funny. I'm sorry. It was a perfect thing to wear for
him. I'm curious. I haven't heard. You know, usually they present these awards, and they have people, of course, do them.
Uh-huh.
In the case of, like, when Led Zeppelin had a few years ago, Hart performed and presented their award to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if Julia Roberts has anything to do with that. I don't know if she's going to sing Stairway to Heaven. I'm kidding.
I know Matt Damon was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know they stood together for a while.
Where's Brad?
I don't know.
They were best buds, him and Brad.
George has a lot of best buds.
No, yeah, that's true.
You know, Matt Damon likes to slip in there at any moment of opportunity, you know?
But wait, he's Ben's buddy.
But the pictures of Amy Grant and Vince Gill, they look so cute together. They just look great.
So Amy Grant is also in this. Yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
And I love her and Vince Gill. I'm just mad fan.
Cool.
Crazy fan.
You're just crazy fan. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. With apologies to Amal Clooney and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.